Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Big Bang. It is what it is, man.
DJ Scream.
You don't be on nothing I be on.
Baby Jade.
Okay, so let me ask y'all this then.
Bring you big facts.
Bad ethnic right now.
Visit the new website today, bigfactspod.com.
So we're going to chop it up with one of our West Coast partners today. We've been trying to get on the show for some time and have one of them big facts conversations. Let's get straight to it, man. Y'all make some noise for YG. YG on Big Facts Live. Where you at,
yeah.
YG? YG in the building. What's up, my brother? You good?
What's poppin', Atlanta? What up, though?
YG, man, you've been at it for a minute. Like, how long have you been rapping, and how long have you been getting paid rapping?
I've been rapping since I'm probably 16, 17. I started getting paid like 18, 19.
Oh, right away then?
I mean, shit.
That's damn near right away. A lot of niggas got to wait like 5-10 years before they get their first rap check.
Yeah, no, facts. Yeah. No, I was blessed, you know what I'm saying? Started young.
Yeah, no doubt.
So, when you started doing the whole rap thing and, you know, you started your music career, how hard was it for you to transition from the streets to the music?
Like what you mean? Like I still feel like I'm. Yeah, I'm saying I still feel like I'm in there. Like, yeah, I'm saying I still feel like. Yeah, I'm saying I'm straight in music. Like,
yeah,
you know?
Like you jump rope
in. Yeah, talking like, dealing dozens in illegal activity.
Oh, you talking about being a criminal?
Yeah, for being a criminal,
being a gang banger.
Yeah, former. Yeah.
Actively.
You know, that shit came with just like years of like success and just having people around and just going through, you know what I'm saying, situations, you know. Mm-hmm. I was lucky to, you know what I'm saying, be able to make it, you know what I'm saying, here.
Right.
Or without going back to jail, doing no crazy shit or losing my life, you know what I'm saying? Because it like a lot of people, they make it out their city and they move to LA or they go move to Miami or they go move to Atlanta. Like, I made it out and I moved to the valley, like, down the street, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm still like close to like everything I'm from. You know what I'm saying? Like if you fuck with YG and you like know my music, you know, I like off my first album, I had the song called Meet the Flockers where I'm breaking down how to like burglarize a house. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, like on the album, you feel me? That was like the part two of like Meet the Flockers. You know what I'm saying? But the timing of that shit was just fucked up, you know?
Who your favorite rapper was growing up and why?
My favorite, I got multiple. Wayne, Pac, Snoop, Biggie, 50, Eminem, Hov.
Who the GOAT?
Who the GOAT? Mm. Pac. Thug Life, nigga. Yeah. Yeah, I'm saying, I just want to have a long, successful, consistent rap career, you know what I'm saying? And with that, being consistent with the music and shit, you feel me? The music opened the doors to everything else. So if I'm consistent with the music I'm putting out, you know what I'm saying, great shit, having hits, being me, like, those gonna open up, you know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna just go capitalize off all that shit, you know?
So speaking of having hits and doors opening up, I have a 2.5-part question.
What up?
So I want you to take us back to My Crazy Life, the making of it, since you recorded it here.
Okay.
And I want to know what impact My Nigga had on your outlook as far as music and the success of your own music, and what influence Jeezy had on your career.
Jeezy had a lot of influence, and you know what I'm saying, he helped a lot, because, you know, like when I linked up with Jeezy and shit, I was like popping in the West Coast like crazy and shit.
Right.
And Jeezy used to be out there, so like he seen, like we was in the club one night and then he was just like he seen the whole shit. I'm with like 100 niggas, I mean females and shit.
Yeah.
They going up to my shit when it come on. You feel me? He like, what the fuck is going on? So like he found out I was on Def Jam and shit. He was on Def Jam too, you feel me?
Yeah.
So he started tapping in like, hey, what's up with YG shit? And then for me and my like team and shit, like we was always trying to figure out like how to get popping in the South. Like with, like, you know what I'm saying? Cause the music, you feel me, that I make sound like West Coast music, you know what I'm saying? Like the tempo different and all that shit. Like we was always trying to figure that shit out. So when Jeezy, like when that shit came up, you know what I'm saying, I started hollering at my homies. I start hollering at the older homies from the hood and shit, because I'm like, G's trying to fuck with me, but he a Crip. Like, what's up? Like, if I do that, like, you feel me? I'm like, what's up with
that? Is
there
going to be a conflict of interest?
Yeah, I'm like, man, can I do that? Like, is niggas going, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, you feel me? I'm like 20, like, I'm in my like early 20s, like, you feel
me? Yeah, like, is that gonna go against the law?
Yeah, we by the code, like, we ain't playing no games. Like, so I'm like, bro, so I'm hiding, like, niggas, like, hell no, nigga, Jeezy, real street, nigga, they better go do that. So, like, I'm doing my little shit, I'm hiding at my people and shit. And then, like, I knew it, like, the play was smart, like, off the rip. I'm like, nigga, what? Like, Jeezy got that shit on lock. But, you know what I'm saying? Because of the gang shit, you know what I'm saying? I had to go, like, have some conversations.
Yeah, to get some clearance, yeah.
Yeah, so boom, you feel me? That shit happened. Me and Jeezy link up. Jeezy had a lot of, you know what I'm saying, impact on my career and shit. Shout out to my nigga Jeezy and this motherfucker. Make some noise with Jeezy one time.
Yeah!
Hey, when was that moment when you knew, like, oh boy, this shit different now? This shit different. What was that moment when you knew, like, this shit different now? This
my
ain't
nigga,
regular.
Oh, my nigga. Yeah, my nigga was that moment and shit, because, like, like Jeezy had leaked the song and shit. I told him and shit, I wanted to say the song for my album and shit. That nigga put that shit out on me. So when the song came out, I was hot. I'm like, bro, what the fuck? Like, he like, bro, trust me. And some months later, bro, that shit just, whew. And I'm like, oh shit, that nigga was right. And like, we didn't even know, like, we knew my nigga was like, was gonna be big on some like culture street club shit, but we didn't know that shit was gonna, because it's my nigga, so we like, yeah, nah, they ain't gonna let this one go all the way. But a hit is a hit. Yeah. On me, you can't, yeah, you can't do nothing about it, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, when that record happened, you feel me, I knew, I'm like, all right, this different, like this shit getting real. So I had witnessed that. I'm like, oh shit, I come back, my nigga going crazy, you feel me? The album finna come out. I dropped the shit with Drake. It was up. I'm like, yeah, this shit different. You know what I'm saying? I had the song, you know what I'm saying? That nigga, Yo Gotti had me on the Act Right shit. You know what I'm saying? It was just a lot of shit going on. And it all stemmed from me coming to the South. You know? Yeah.
Make some noise,
y'all got, hey, make some noise, y'all got love for the West Coast and this motherfucker. Yeah.
Hey, what's some shit you tell, like, that you learned just, like, when you got into the business side of the world that you tell the homies now, like, nah, bro, you got to look at it like this. Just because you're around, you know what I'm saying, your shit legit.
Like, I be telling my homies, you know what I'm saying, like, me and my homies, we came up, like, finessing and robbing and shit, like, you feel me? So, like, all my homies' mentality be, like, finesse, finesse, finesse. And I be telling niggas, like in this shit, if you trying to go legit, like, it ain't no finesse. You really got to, like, it's real shit. You got to.
Square business.
Yeah, like, it, like, square business for sure. But it's not no, like, you can't finesse your way into a position without having a skill to play that position. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, bro, you finesse your way into some shit, you gonna end up getting fired and being like, oh yeah, he bullshit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, real shit.
Yeah, you know,
trick your way into some shit you can't even do.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So I be telling the homies, like, nah, nigga, like, you really gotta know how to play this role. You know what I'm saying? You just can't, like, be talking and then, like, nigga presents you the opportunity and then you go fumble. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? That be my shit to the homies.
Yeah. We celebrating 50 years of hip hop, man. You know what I'm saying? And would you say, like, maybe NWA is one of your biggest influences?
Like, you feel, I'm gonna keep it like real. You feel me? I was born in 1990, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I was a baby.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, so like, I ain't gonna sit up here live. Like, that's my biggest influence.
Okay.
Like, Lil Wayne and like Snoop and Pac and all them was like my influence, but like I definitely like got NWA in my DNA for sure. You know what I'm saying? And then they, you know what I'm saying, they shaped, you feel me, the shit on the West Coast. You know what I'm saying? So like for the people who wasn't born or wasn't old enough, you feel me, to like remember, you feel me, they music, you feel me, when it was happening, we still was affected by it because, you feel me, we grew up on that shit. You feel me, that shit was embodied in the culture, you know what I'm saying? So if you from out there, like, you feel me, you knew everything about it, heard the stories, you feel me, it was a part of us. Yeah.
Who what's the first Atlanta like artist that you that your child playing in the hood? Like the first Atlanta artist, like, damn, these niggas hard from Atlanta.
The first Atlanta artist playing in the hood that I can remember.
okay.
Bone Crusher shit, T.I. of course. Like, I don't know which one was first and all that, but the Young Bloods, like Lil John.
Y'all was on some crunk shit then.
Yeah, we was lit. Outkast, of course. You feel me? We was off the, like, we was off all, you know what I'm saying? That's the difference, like, with the, like, and see, I be hating this shit, but, like, not on some, like, mad jealous shit. I just be like, why they like that for us? But, like on the West Coast, we listen to all y'all shit, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all artists don't got to come to L.A. and, like, move around or come do some shit, you feel me, to try to gain us. It's like, fans and listeners, we listening to that shit off the rip, you feel me, from like,
it's the DJs though, they gotta break it, they gotta, you know what I'm saying, they gotta play it in the clubs.
But see,
first.
But that's not how you feel me, the DJs don't gotta play it in the club first out there for us to fuck with
y'all,
it.
You say y'all searching for it, like
we off
on.
That we off that shit.
Okay, yeah.
Like we off that shit. Like we off that shit. You feel me? For us, being from the West Coast, you feel me? We gotta come out here. They gotta play this shit. We gotta do all that. And it's still like, that still don't mean niggas gonna fuck with your shit.
But Atlanta artists gotta do that to be heard by Atlanta niggas too. Like, Atlanta artists, like it ain't just no West Coast shit. Like, a niggas ain't even fuck with Atlanta artists till they come out
Atlanta
here and move
niggas
around.
Ain't fucking with Atlanta
artists.
You
get what I'm saying? Like, you can be from anywhere. You gotta come move around and shit. I guess, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, even artists, like they got a bunch of new music Mondays and all that shit. Like, you gotta go through. You gotta go through them channels.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? They just come down, right?
No, that's Atlanta. That's just how Atlanta.
Yeah, like
right,
that.
DJ Screen.
I mean, look, I'm speaking on.
Yeah, I just get what you saying, niggas.
Just niggas.
Yeah,
just,
yeah.
I don't care you from nigga Memphis, New York, give a fuck, nigga. Out there where I'm from. We playing everything, nigga.
Yeah.
Niggas ain't gotta come out there. Niggas ain't gotta come out there like, at all.
So y'all already be on to that shit,
bro. Yeah. We be tapped in. You feel me? Real shit.
They say they need else's. About what? When I get big fat. Big fat, big fat.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of Black businesses do the same. So I want every Black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field. From free business coaching to tailored training and an extended free Shopify trial, Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com.
Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's one of your favorite cities outside of LA and Atlanta that you like to kick it in?
I fuck with New York and Miami. Heavy.
And why is that?
Miami for me is like Las Vegas on the water. You know what I'm saying? Anything goes out there. It's dangerous in Miami.
When you were starting with your career, you were on the XXL freshman cover. So do you think, in your honest opinion, that the XL freshman cover is a gift or a curse to artists?
I mean, shit, it's on you. You're going to live up to the hype or you're not. That's on how you like make that shit play out for yourself. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you really him or you not?
Yeah. Here go the spotlight.
Like, you got niggas that make it in the league, first round draft picks, and it's like, is that a gift or a curse? It's like, nigga.
Some of them niggas be weak.
Like, when it come in, be like, that nigga trash.
Yeah, you got to stand up on it, whatever. Yeah. When that light get on, you got to be ready to goddamn showtime.
Yeah.
It's showtime, nigga. It's showtime.
Yeah.
Do you encourage all your homies that want to rap the rap, or do you sometimes tell them?
Hell no. Listen, the rap shit ain't for everybody. I done seen the rap shit turn niggas crazy. Niggas thought that shit ain't for everybody, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it, like with the rap shit, it come a lot of, like, it come with a lot of shit. Like, you feel me? You got to deal with a lot of personalities every day. You got to deal, you know what I'm saying? You got to deal with your homies, your family, you know what I'm saying? Money, street shit. Like, depending on what type of person you is and what life you come from type shit. But then it's just like the fame, you feel me? The fame be doing certain, like, different shit to different people. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers start using drugs heavily, you know what I'm saying? And you feel me? That shit start changing who you is as a person, you know what I'm saying? And then, you feel me, success, like, a lot of people don't know how to deal with success, you know what I'm saying? You see a lot of people, they, like these young motherfuckers, you feel me, they get successful, and they out here doing dumb shit all on the internet, like, doing crazy shit, like, yeah. like putting themselves in crazy situations and shit, and it's like, nigga, you wasn't ready for this shit, you know what I'm saying? Being a rapper ain't for everybody, like, you feel me? Like, we need more, like, teachers and coaches and shit. You know what I'm saying? We got enough rappers, I feel like. Like, you know what I'm saying? We got to raise these kids right and shit like that, you know? Nigga, go be a dad, nigga. A full-time dad, nigga.
100.
What if they trying to use it to get out the streets?
I mean, it's like, it's multiple ways to get out the streets. Niggas just look at the rap shit as like the easy way out, but it ain't the easy way out. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? That's the easy way to crash trying to be a rapper. Like, and you ain't even really like a rapper. Like you ain't really got the talent like that, but you just like how the shit look, and it come with like all the shit. So you just think, oh yeah, I want to be that. Then you go crash out. You know what I'm saying? For trying to be this shit, but you ain't even got the talent to be that shit.
How long you think it take to know, like, if he got it, is he gonna get it? Is he just thrown away? How long it take, you think?
I mean, some niggas just got it. Like, some people just got, like, the superstar, like, aura shit in them without the being a rapper. You feel me? You feel me? Their personality just got it. You feel me? So for a person like that, it's like, or you got the superstar shit, but your music ain't like that. Go sit down in the studio, nigga, and spend your 10,000 hours, nigga, and it's gonna happen. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying, the more, whatever you put in, you fucking get out. You know what I'm saying? And then for the, like it's just different for every situation. The nigga can't really say how it's gonna go. You know what I'm saying? But like, you know when one of your homies is like, bro, you trash, nigga. You're not never going to make it.
How long did it take you to start spending your money on the artist? Like,
how you said what?
Like, if you had an artist signed to you, how long would you, like, how much or how long would you keep putting your money on a nigga? Like,
you know, when I get into situations with people, period, in life, like, just like how I just, like, go through my relationships with, like, homies, just whatever. Like, I'm gonna thug it out with you. You feel me? And that shit is, like, my weakness, I think, in life. Because it's like, nigga, I'm gonna thug it out. Nigga, I'm gonna thug it out. But then when I feel like, you feel me, that thug out is over, it's over. You know, so it could last for some years, you know?
You believe in forgiveness?
God forgive, I don't.
You said nope?
No, I'm playing. Like it depend on the situation. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? If you cross the line of the, like, ain't no coming back, it ain't no coming back.
What you asking? Did he forgive?
Huh?
What's the definition? Do he believe in forgiveness?
Oh yeah, do you believe in forgiveness? But what's true forgiveness though? Right?
That's what, because I don't forget shit.
Yeah, like,
I forget. Forgive.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
But if he ain't forgot it,
but
you ain't
how
forget.
Can you forgive without forgetting? Because if, like, it's still in the back of your mind what this nigga did to you, then you haven't.
But you ain't tripping.
My actions ain't gonna be like, I'm gonna know what you did. You feel me? But I'm gonna act like I don't know, or like I'm past that. Like, we grown, my nigga.
But the nigga ain't gonna be able to do it no more. If you truly forgive a nigga, he can get you again. That's what forgiveness is. You don't forgave a nigga like, I'm back stupid.
No, because I said I know, but I'm gonna act like I know, nigga.
Do we really truly forgive? Is what I'm saying.
Nigga, I don't, nigga.
Me neither. How?
Me neither. Like,
because if you think about it, bro, if you think about it, if a nigga did something to you, you ain't gonna never trust him no more. So if you forgive a person, that means you retrust them. How can you retrust?
Nah, see. Yeah. See, I feel like it's levels to, like, everything, right? And you know how a nigga be, like, 100% healthy, and then it's like, cool, you've been drinking, you feel me, your health bars down, and then you get down, and then it's the same thing with the trust bar. It's like, all right, nigga, you got, you feel me, like, you ain't did nothing for me not to trust you, so your trust bar is up. And then you start doing weird shit, and it just get lower, 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 and then when it's all the way down, it's just like, it's a wrap.
Has there ever been, like, a real complicated situation where you had to forgive?
For sure. For sure. Family relationship, shit. Street shit be like, if you a op, you a op. If you a homie and you do some weird shit, we gon', like, we either gonna do this or we not. You feel me? You feel me? If you stole some shit, you feel me? We'll get fucked over and it's over with. You feel me? Ain't no coming back from that. Yeah. You feel me? It's mainly like family shit and relationship shit though.
So I was kind of asking that to bring it back around. Like, do y'all feel like y'all should be forgiven if y'all fuck up?
No.
But see, it depend on the type of fuck up. If it's like, look, you lied about some shit because you were scared, or like, it's,
I
like,
say,
right,
yeah, take a little something off the bar.
If the fuck up was malicious and intentional, then, like, there's no coming back from
that's
that.
That's just what that is.
But yeah. if it's a fuck up that was not malicious or intentional, then I think that there should be some leeway for that, but it should still be consequences.
Yeah, consequences for everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Consequences for everything.
Hey, it's crazy because, like, motherfuckers be trying to tell me, like, that I shouldn't be like that, because I'll be like, look, you do something to me, I'm going to teach you a lesson. You feel me? It's going to be like a lesson that you learn. And, like, motherfuckers be like, oh, what you think? Like, you, like, God or somebody? I'm like, how you mad? How you mad at me? Because, like, I'm not finna let you play with me without nothing happen, like, without no consequences.
You know what I'm saying? You know, it's a lot of shit go on in the world. Like, how you just, like, stay out the way, but in the way.
Stay out the way. And then, like, my expectations from people is very low. You feel me? I'm already expecting you to do some weird shit. You know what I'm saying? And then it's like, I'm not putting myself into too many situations with people to do some weird shit.
Okay, so look, I got a question for you. Fuck, marry, kill. Angela Bassett, Penelope Cruz, Maya.
I can't answer these questions, y'all. If you would have caught me some months ago, I would have been like, fuck everything. Fuck them all.
Next question, Jay.
Yeah, next question. Okay, so what was the last book that you read?
The last book I read? 22 Immutable Laws of Branding and Marketing.
You know the author?
Hell no, I don't know the author. I'm not the reader type.
What you do? You listen on audio? Or you just read it?
I just, nigga, life experience, nigga. Life experience. I'm trying to start YouTube more.
You
going
to read that book or you going to listen to it? That listening shit.
Nah, I read the book. Like, Nip gave me the book and shit. You feel me? I read it and shit. And then when I read it, I'm like, damn, I already like as I'm reading, I like knew a lot of the shit that, you feel me, the book was like talking about. But I knew it off of just like regular shit, you know what I'm saying? But it's a lot. Like, I don't know everything at all. And, like, I know if I read more, like, I'd be, like, way more, like, sharper and shit. But, like, when I read, like, I could be reading a book. My brain is thinking about some whole, like, I'm reading the words, but my mind is thinking about some whole other. I'm like,
we all live.
Yeah. I be like, bro.
Mind somewhere else.
Yeah, mind somewhere else. Nigga, I'm reading the words, nigga, to this shit. Nigga, mind somewhere else. Like, I don't know.
Every sentence take you somewhere else. Like, do you,
bro?
Just how you do that?
Off track.
What is that?
Yeah, bro.
What you think it is?
ADD.
ADD.
Oh yeah.
You feel me? ADD. Like when I was in school and shit, like all my report cards said easily distracted. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what that is. Yeah.
So look, another question that I had is, what do you think throughout your life is your biggest regret?
I got two. Like when I signed my deal, like when I came in the game and shit, like I signed the fucked up deal, and I didn't have to really sign that shit, and that shit led me down, you know what I'm saying, a path it led me down as far as like my situations, you know what I'm saying, with the label on, like, business shit, right?
Why you think you signed it? Because you didn't have the proper legal advice, or you were just rushing to try to go ahead and do
this
shit?
I had the proper legal advice. I got finessed, basically, into, like, into a meeting.
You signed one of your homies?
Huh?
You signed one of your homies?
No, I didn't sign to nobody. But, like, I signed to Def Jam without taking the paperwork back to my people to go over the shit. Because I was told, I asked the question, I'm like, hey, I'm supposed to take this to my people. Like, my mama supposed to be here. Like, this shit ain't right. Like, what's going on? So I was asking them, like, hey, if I don't sign this today, then what? They was like, oh, you might not ever be able to sign again. You feel me? I'm like 19, fresh out of jail. I'm like, what? Like, for real? Like,
yeah.
Like, niggas really was like, yeah. So I'm like, well, so I signed the shit, and then, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So that shit, I should have stood on, like, man, fuck y'all niggas. I should have stood on that.
Call that bluff.
Yeah, I should have stood on that and shit. I fucked up. And then my other situation was, you know what I'm saying, my homie Slim 400, you know what I'm saying, he got killed, like, 2021, like, December.
Yeah.
Right? So before, you feel me, the homie passed, like, you know what I'm saying, like, me and the homie wasn't really on, you know what I'm saying, our regular terms
the
and shit.
The best terms, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, before he passed and shit, I seen him and shit, and then he was, like, reaching out. Like, he was just, like overly, like, extending his hand, like, bro, we got to get back right. And I'm like, man, nigga, like, man, like, you know what I'm saying, like, you feel me? I wasn't expecting, you know what I'm saying, all that to happen. So, like, I was just, like, brushing it off on some homie shit, because, you feel me, it's, like, my nigga.
Right.
You feel me? And then the homie passed and shit, and I just feel crazy. Like, I'm like, God damn. Like,
yeah,
that shit fucked me up. Like, I felt bad in the motherfucker. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Get right with your people. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Whenever
you know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Get right with your people. Even if it ain't gonna be the same right that it was, just get it right.
Yeah, because tomorrow ain't promised.
Or just make the effort on your behalf so you can clear it off your conscience. Like,
Like I feel real bad about that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, being like a real homie, like a solid homie, that shit's like, you feel me? That's some shit I'll be like prideful about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So that shit like fucked me up. Like, yeah.
YG, we appreciate you kicking with us. Well, you any final words for the people of the ATL and everybody checking out this
or
Big Facts Live?
Be watching.
Shit. Man, 400 in the motherfucking building, you dig? Hey, new music coming soon, new everything coming soon. Stay tuned, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate y'all for pulling up. I appreciate y'all for having me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Love.
Yeah.
Y'all give it up for YG.
Y'all give it up for YG.
Appreciate y'all. On Big Facts Live, we live from Revolt World. Salute.
Yeah.
For the streets.
Exactly.
It's Big Facts.
No cap.
Bitch.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com. /compatibility.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Are you looking to build this year? If so, there is no better time than right now to start planning and to get your spot on the construction schedule. If you need a garage, a stall barn, a storage for vehicles, RV, boat, collectibles, or even a shop for your farm, hobbies, or car restoration projects, visit MortonBuildings.com and start your construction process. With superior materials, craftsmanship, best-in-class warranty, Morton Buildings are made to last for generations. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From their cutting-edge innovations to their craftsmen in the field, they are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Their legacy of excellence spans more than 120 years, and Morton Buildings is 100% employee-owned with more than 250,000 satisfied customers. That means they're the industry leader you can trust. When you choose Morton, you'll experience quality at every step of the building process, starting before the walls even go up. Visit MortonBuildings.com to get started today.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.